Welcome to the Vanguard Radio Show. I am your host, Terry Pavlik, Editor-in-Chief of Vanguard Magazine. We have an exciting show for you this week. And now over to Nestor Arellano.
Thank you, Terry. Well, the debate on what fighter aircraft should replace Canada's CF-18 has been going on for quite some time now. There's no denying the armed forces needs its new jets soon. That's essentially what Canada's defense chief, Harjit Sajjan, is saying in this clip.
So, Mr. Minister, you mentioned the need to replace the CF-18s. Can you give us the timetable, please?
Right now, as I stated, there are challenges that we are working with, but we've been working diligently since I took over the portfolio, working with Minister Foote and with Minister Baines as well. There's a lot more work needs to be done, but we are committed to replacing the F-18s.
Do you plan to release an RFP before the next budget?
Are you excluding companies from the process?
As I stated right from the get-go, right now my focus is making sure that we are our men and women in the Air Force have the right capabilities, and my focus is replacing the F-18.
We're still spending R&D money on developing the F-35, the Joint Strike Fighter program is still happening. The longer you take, the more money we're going to spend to go back now is going to cost, or to go back later is going to cost more money. Don't you have to make a decision in the near future as opposed to the long term?
Right now, the process that has been put in place by the previous government, there's industrial benefits for that program, but this doesn't mean that the F-35 is we're going to be purchasing that. I want to make sure that we do our due diligence before we make any decisions. But as I stated, we are committed to replacing the F-18s with the right capability for men and women.
Minister, do you expect that you'll release an RFP before the next budget comes out in the spring?
When we are good and ready, we'll be releasing that.
Minister, can I ask you a question about Operation Honor? Why wasn't DND considering data on complaints of assault and harassment from the military ombudsman's office?
Well, the Canadian Armed Forces are taking this extremely seriously. We, as I stated right from the get-go, we're going to root out the problems. I don't have the exact details of behind it, but I can assure you that from the Chief of Defense Staff on down to the chain of command, this is one topic that gets discussed everywhere we go, is making sure that we have the right environment for our men and women to be able to do their jobs. And this type of behavior is absolutely unacceptable and will be rooted out. I encourage any member, our men and women in the Canadian Armed Forces, if there is any type of discrimination, to be able to come forward and make a complaint. We have a process in place, and this process is taken very seriously.
Minister, Irving released a proposal yesterday for a maritime supply ship that they're saying we could use for humanitarian type missions. You've already contracted a similar boat from Davie. Does Canada need three more? He's saying three would be an ideal number for that maritime supply ship. Do we need three more ships when we're going to have two joint supply ships plus the interim one from Davie to actually do that job?
Right now, I'm, as I stated to all the shipyards who are working towards providing the capabilities, is to work and focus on the current projects at hand. Our men and women need this. We, as I talked about capability gaps, this is one capability gap that needs to be filled very quickly. So I encourage them to focus on the current projects. We, as part of our defense review, we are having a very wide conversation of not only how do we deal with the current threats, but what the Canadian Armed Forces need to look like and the capabilities that are required. Through that, we will determine what the future capabilities are needed for the Canadian Armed Forces.
If we withdraw from the F-35 program, is it going to cost our NATO allies more money? And have you had any discussions with your American or British counterparts about can this also result in a program at any cost to make for our allies?
When it comes to international operations, especially and working with our allies, what we focus on is what capability are you bringing to the table and what solutions are you bringing to the table. Canada is, as you know, are involved in Iraq. We're part of our counter drugs network. We're in Europe with NATO. Except for what capabilities that we provide, that's the topic that we have. And Canada has been contributing all over the world, and we will always continue to do that.
Thank you. In other developments, Canada's Magellan Aerospace is working with command and control technology provider Atlas Elektronik. They are building an underwater warfare weapon. The two companies are positioning this weapon for the upcoming Canadian Surface Combatant Program. The weapon is called the Sea Spider. It can best be described as an anti-torpedo torpedo. The Sea Spider can be fired from a surface vessel, and it was designed to track and destroy an oncoming torpedo before that torpedo reaches its target. BlackBerry has scored a contract extension with the Pentagon. The Canadian company gets to provide the Pentagon Force Protection Agency use of BlackBerry's ad hoc network crisis communication suite. The PFPA is a civilian agency within the United States Defense Department. It is charged with safeguarding the occupants, visitors, and infrastructure of the Pentagon building and 69 other defense installments within the National Capital Region. Well, before implementing ad hoc, important resources inside the Pentagon were not connected to a common messaging and emergency notification network. This meant that the PFPA was unable to effectively communicate directly with organizations outside the Pentagon building during a crisis. Ad hoc has enabled the PFPA to establish secure alerting information-based crisis communications internally and among numerous external organizations. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Vanguard Podcast. I hope you enjoyed our selection of the latest reports from our publication. Tune in again next week when we feature a pilot's take on the Lockheed Martin F-35 stealth fighter. Until then, this is your host, Nestor Arellano, saying goodbye for now, and tune in next week on the Vanguard Podcast.